Detroit's core city neighborhood is bound by Grand River Avenue, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and I-96. There are a limited number of structures that remain in the West Side neighborhood, and according to the city of Detroit, soon there will be even fewer. The city's demolition list includes at least three buildings in core city that owners say they are actively working towards renovating. Philip Kafka owns one of the buildings on the list. You might know him from the steel Quonset huts he built in the neighborhood. As the president of Prince Concepts, a development company based in Detroit, Kafka has constructed 30 apartments and renovated 100,000 square feet of previously abandoned industrial property. From a cell phone in Zurich, Switzerland, he tells WDET's Laura Herberg that over the past 7 years, he's renovated six buildings that would have been on the demolition list.
And I'm just completing my seventh building right now. And 4817 17th Street is the last building that I haven't renovated yet. And it was a former railroad yard where trains would come off of a spur off the railroad line and be repaired, and parts of the building date back to like the late 19th century. There's an old brick structure, which feels like Berlin. It's an amazing building, and then it's surrounded by some new buildings that were built post-war in cinder blocks. And right now we use it as a storage yard for our construction equipment. I mean, the way construction works for us, I do not believe in demolishing anything. I believe in dismantling. So we take buildings apart, we repurpose the pieces of the buildings that we take out, and we store them in this property. And now, starting next summer, we're going to renovate that building. So we have a proven track record of renovating previously derelict buildings that we discovered and purchased. And this will just be the last building in that trajectory.
And so based on your plan, what will the building look like when you're done?
So it's going to be a music-centric property, which has an event space and a performance space. It's going to have dining, and it's going to have public space. But in terms of how we renovate the building, we're going to keep the old structure and we're going to build glass boxes within it so that you can observe this old structure from within the building.
Oh, wow. Can you explain that one more time? You're going to keep the building and then build glass structures within it?
Yeah. This is what the city of Detroit's doing right now, okay? Imagine if 50 years after the Roman Empire decommissioned gladiator fights, Rome was just like, we're going to tear the Colosseum down, okay? We don't know what to do with it. We're just going to tear it down. Imagine if they'd done that with all their old monuments. What would Rome be today? You know, it would just be like any other new city. It wouldn't have that panache, that pizzazz, that identity, that myth that draws us all there to go see it and experience it. Detroit's doing the same thing. So I like to pay reverence and homage, even if most people don't find the bones of this building to be architecturally significant. Anybody who does have an aesthetic sensibility does. The quality of the spaces is very good and very interesting. The quality of the brickwork is old, and you just can't replicate that today. I want to give homage to it, so I don't want to turn this old structure into a building, so to speak, again. I don't want to use the walls as walls, but I want to use the walls as elements of landscape and as elements of sculpture. And I want to build glass buildings within it, boxes, not buildings, let's just say boxes, so that you can observe this amazing building or sculpture from within a sheltered environment. So I need to preserve the building and I need to preserve the walls for my entire design concept.
Were you surprised to find out that this building is on the city of Detroit's demolition list?
I'm not surprised to find out that the building was on their demolition list, because one man's trash is another man's treasure, okay? Yes, most people in real estate development, most people in government, they would look at this building and they'd say, tear it down. They would. They wouldn't see what I see. What really surprised me is that the really good and productive work that I've done over the past 7 to 10 years in Core City, the really good renovation work of repurposing buildings that were exactly like this one, is totally ignored when I communicate with the city. They're treating me as if I'm just some random person that bought this building on a whim, and it's telling me that I have big plans for it, but I have no proven track record at all. It really bothers me that the city can't take into consideration all of the productive, good, sensitive, and celebrated work that I've done so far and say, we understand, Philip, this is the last building that you're going to renovate, and you haven't done it yet because you've been doing all this other work. That's what's surprising to me. And it's infuriating, to be honest, because I've been working my butt off. And is the city doing their job? In my neighborhood, I don't know. There's still issues there. I'd like for the city to pull their weight a bit more, too. Not only that, I've had constant communication with multiple offices multiple inspectors, and I'm consistently assured that this building is not going to be on the demolition list. And so finally, when I saw that it was, I was surprised at that as well. But at first glance, would just a regular inspector from the city just throw this on the demolition list? I can understand that, and that's not surprising to me.
And it's my understanding there are other people in Core City with plans to renovate buildings that are also on the demolition list. Is that correct?
That is correct. And, like, if I can just speak openly, I'm not – obviously, I believe in myself, and I believe in who I am. I don't think that those buildings should be demolished in general. But, like, and I can't speak to these other property owners. They don't have that proven track record. They're out-of-state owners that bought buildings that are sitting on them. Is it a shame that the city wants to tear them down? Yes, there's some really beautiful bones and some really beautiful facades that should be preserved. That Detroit has plenty of land, contaminated land, nondescript land. Like, why are we tearing down brick buildings that were built in the early 20th century, even if they're not buildings right now? For what? For political gain? They're going to ruin the landscape of a city, the visual landscape of a city, for political gain and political purposes. It's not surprising because that's what's happening all over the world today. But it's unfortunate and it's tragic because Detroit's a very special place, and every little tiny crumb of its history that still exists is part of constructing that specialness.
And there aren't that many buildings left in Core City. Is that right?
That's correct. The majority, I would say 80% of the building stock that existed has already been demolished over the years, burned down or demolished, and it's basically land. It's primarily land.
What are you hearing from the community? Would they rather see these blighted buildings torn down, or would they rather see them saved and rehabilitated?
You know, the three operational houses that were in the neighborhood when I arrived, they were owned by what I call Detroit matriarchs. These are Black women, north of 70 years of age, also one Black man. And they like to hold on to every bit of history they can find because a lot of it was wiped away already. And in any moment that can be preserved in Detroit's great, grand, complicated, an interesting history, I think is very symbolic to the community. And we want Detroit to be Detroit. We don't want it to be just another swath of land, you know? And so we're always trying to respect the natural habitat, the natural inhabitants, and the natural landscape of the place where we work. So the community is very supportive of that.
That was Core City developer Philip Kafka. He spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg. The city of Detroit did not respond to WDET's request for comment.